Okay, well, I guess I'll do A Wind Up Above. That's one of the first George Jones songs I learned.
I've been living a new way of life that I love so. I can see the clouds gathering and a storm will wreck our home. Well, last night he held you tightly.
I don't think there's any country singer for sure that wasn't influenced by George Jones. So, yeah, he had a huge impact on me. I mean, it's just one of the voices that you used to hearing growing up, you know, listening to the radio. And all my dad's records were full of George Jones, and all my record collections full of George Jones.
Lord, I wish I had been, but I guess it's best to know you and the way your heart can see.
You know, this is kind of like Johnny Cash and Hank Williams passing at the same time, you know. It's a very monumental thing in country music. His voice was the best friend a country song ever had.
She thinks I still care.
Once he sang that song, it was sung.
Just because I ask a friend about her. Just because I spoke her name somewhere. Just because I rang her number by mistake today. She thinks I still care.
You can always reach back in his catalog and find songs that'll suit you at the time of your life, you know, whether you're going through hard times, good times. You know, he's got a song for everything.
I feel tears welling up, calling deep inside, like my heart sprung a big break. And the stab of loneliness, sharp and painful, that I may never shake.
I learned a lot in his book, I Live to Tell It All. And I learned some good things, you know, a lot of what not to do. Unfortunately, I passed that book around to my band members at the time, and they took it as example, if you want to be a country star, then you got to tear up hotel rooms and do the things that George did. And I said, no, you're taking the wrong thing. I think he wrote this down as a cautionary tale. You know, that's not what makes you cool. It makes you cooler if you do bypass it and learn from somebody like him who's been in the trenches and made big mistakes. Now, as far as the singing, man, originality comes in with your failure to imitate your influences. And so everybody would do well to try to imitate George Jones singing, because there's never going to be another like that. You know, I wrote a song a long time ago called What If, talking about the legends of country music passing slowly. And even when I wrote that song, Tammy Wynette was still alive, and Waylon was alive, and Johnny Cash was still alive, and Buck Owens was still alive. But people I mentioned in that song now, I think there's only about four of them left, you know. It's just a ticking of the clock, you know. I mean, I think we really realize now we don't have many legends left, and that's what the passing of George has reminded us, that we better treasure what we got. What if?
No more branded man. No more man in black.
What if no more possum? No more George Jones.
Picture a world without Willie or Waylon around, when all our legends are gone. Each time one slips away, we say, man, they were great. Wish I'd went to see them their last show. Radio may have buried them. While they're here, let's cherish them before all our legends are gone.
'cause time is ticking. Kitty and Loretta and Tammy, let's not forget her. Jerry Lee and Ray Price, they're still going strong. Picture a world without Charlie Pride or Buck Around, when all our legends are gone. Each time one slips away, we say, man, they were great. Wish I'd went to see them their last show. Radio may have buried them. While they're here, let's cherish them before all our legends are gone. Let's help all the living legends